Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games, hosted by three very kind and knowledgeable boys. This is it, episode 51. We made it, the real milestone of podcasting. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows it. You've got myself, Tommy Dasilo. You've also got Adam Knox.
51 episodes. Ha! Huh. Wow. I've run out of things to say.
What were you planning for that to be when you opened your mouth?
I was planning to be open like, I remember the first episode like it was yesterday, but I realized I said that at the end of the last episode that we recorded a week ago, so I clearly don't remember the first episode if I barely remember the last
There's
one.
There's nothing wrong with doubling up on content. You can say things again on this podcast that you've
Game
said
of the
before.
Year 2002, baby.
We've also got over here, we're in his house, the fuck palace itself, Ben Vanell.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I remember the first episode. Oh no.
That's the noise I made. I went, oh no, like a scared little child.
Yeah.
We're back here for more of that locker room talk that you guys know and love on this podcast. Not so much grabbing pussies. We're talking about grabbing controllers
I'm grabbing one of them weird handles the GameCube used to have.
Yeah, God.
That's what I'm into.
Where's the C button? Am I right?
Jeez. I had a dream last night that the NX got announced.
Oh, yeah.
So do you guys want it? Because I want to know, will this sync up with, have I had a premonition?
Oh, fuck.
What was happening in the dream? Was it released in your high school, but it looked like an old church or something?
What?
Like dreams. Dreams are weird.
Sometimes you're in a place that is a different place, but it looks
you know
like
that
place.
It's actually a different place.
Imagine if I had a dream about the NX launching and then I woke up and I'd come to the bed. Having a wet
Miyamoto's
dream about Nintendo.
Down the bottom of your bed, like looking up at you with his big eyes.
So in the dream, it's not going to be called the NX when it comes out. In my dream.
Like maybe not, but who knows? Maybe
it definitely won't be. It's a code name.
I don't mind it.
I like it a lot, but yeah, I think it is a code name.
The GameCube's code name was the Dolphin. That's a better name than the GameCube.
Oh, no, I like GameCube. The Dolphin.
The Dolphin, the Nintendo Dolphin.
Nah, Dolphin's
does sound a bit like a vibrator.
Yeah, it does, exactly.
So in my dream, it's called the Nintendo Freedom.
Ooh. Fuck. Okay.
And it's backwards compatible with the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, right. You can just jam a cartridge
makes
in there.
Makes a lot of business sense.
That's all. That's the two takeaways I remember
that's
from
pretty freeing.
That's pretty cool. All those games you've been sitting on
for
across the decades, they're ready to go. They're hot property again.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's it.
We'll see if it pans out.
We'll see if this comes true or not. The Nintendo Freedom. I quite like that. In these turbulent racial times, don't you think that's good? That's nice.
Yeah. I'm onto more Nintendo close the borders.
Yeah, Nintendo wall.
Yeah. The Nintendo All Lives Matter.
Oh, God.
It's backwards compatible with everything, though, because all lives matter. All consoles matter.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
I prefer mine.
Yeah, edit mine out.
No.
I'm talking to the computer, Ben. Give me a minute. Siri, edit mine out.
Hey, wait. I actually have Siri on my MacBook now, so don't.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Cortana.
Oh, fuck.
How fucking weird is it, by the way? I don't know if we've ever talked about this. You know how the Microsoft version of Siri is called Cortana now?
Yes, the Windows 10 one. Yeah.
In the most recent Halo game, Cortana is like the villain. She turns evil. And I wonder if, like, how pissed off Microsoft must be. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
But I don't like Microsoft. Wouldn't they have some sway over the Halo
games? Yeah, totally.
Yeah, but they've made her the villain now. Like, it's like if the Microsoft... Bill Cosby, what's the weather tomorrow going to be like?
I like that idea. That's good.
Do you mean Bill Gates?
The Nintendo Bill Cosby. You'll play it, but you won't remember. I'm not going to go down this road any further.
I'm going to edit out everything you've said so far.
All right, that's good.
Let's permanently edit him out of the podcast. As a great man once said, you're fired.
A great... We just watched that presidential debate.
We did, not together. Yeah.
Separately.
But we were teeing off in a group chat.
Oh yeah,
we had some thoughts.
It was good.
We had some pretty hot takes. I mean, it's hard to have an opinion about like the nuanced politics of what's going on in America now.
It's true.
But,
it's true.
But we found a way. I kind of like how the thing that's getting the most look at is that guy in the red jumper.
Yes, Ken Bone. Ken Bone.
I remember laughing the second he came on screen as well. Like, he's a funny man.
Yeah.
And I'm all for him. This is just a tweet that I'm going to say on our podcast now.
Yeah, someone else's tweet or your
Yeah,
own?
Someone else's oh, tweet.
This is great stuff.
Yeah. Someone say him
you,
standing
you thought
up.
It couldn't get more boring than me talking about a dream I had. Here comes a reenactment of someone else's tweet.
It's a good tweet. It was that guy, and the question he was asking was, how are you going to guarantee that I can keep my job as a character on the Guess Who board?
Yeah. I sent you that.
Yeah, it's a good tweet, and I'm just saying that I liked it.
It's a great tweet. Everyone, get out there, have a look at the tweet.
Get out there in the Twitterverse and the blogosphere.
Yeah, get active.
I will say, I love what's happening right now with Trump is an example of something that I love when it happens in the news, where something quite lewd or crude happens.
Yes.
And the news has an obligation to report on it. But they can't say the key term from the thing.
yeah,
so they have to just dance around it.
Yeah, they've been saying a lot of pussy.
Have they really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you kind of need to, and I don't think it's...
You're not tuning in and seeing Peter Hitchener say the word pussy on on the evening news. No. That's not happening.
I've seen newsreaders...
We don't live in a utopia.
I've seen newsreaders and... I mean, it's not exactly a utopia in the context that they're having to say it as well, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's that sort of thing of, you know, when someone... There's a story about online bullying.
Mm-hmm.
They will often say, like... Oh, actually, no, they go like, he said, go F-word yourself.
Yeah.
Generally.
Yeah. But they always
do. What does P-word mean, though?
It means pussy.
It means piss to me.
I promise you, the 6 o'clock news on Channel 7 and Channel 9, I promise you they're not saying pussy.
What are you, fucking the running man on it? You know what I mean?
What?
The showrunner.
You know the movie, The Running Man?
How can you make that promise?
Because I know that you can't be on the 6 o'clock news when families are watching and say the word pussy.
They got to learn sometime, and that's...
Not 6 p.m., 9:30 or later.
I have seen footage of news shows saying the word pussy.
Which
Look,
ones,
I
though?
Have as well, American ones.
I don't remember. They were all...
They were all American ones. Yeah. I've watched some as well.
Yeah, that'd be like cable news channels and stuff. Yeah.
And by the way, to point out, it's not funny.
No.
That dude's fucking not funny. And I don't think he ever has been.
Trump.
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
And all the shit of like how many sort of comedians and shit on the left wing have gone like, fucking Trump, blah, 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 is a huge contributing factor to why he's gotten as far as he has. It's because it's normalized the idea of him being a candidate so much that people, you know, are comfortable with
it. Well, there was that thing of like The Daily Show loving when George Bush was in. George Bush is a saint compared to Donald Trump.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, dude, like, George Bush accidentally says, like, what was that word he used to say?
He used to
like,
say nuclear.
Accumulumulate or whatever.
Yeah.
And people go, like, you fucking idiot. You shouldn't be president.
Yeah,
Donald
but he was
Trump
like,
deliberately says, I want to grab her pussy.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, no, let's hear him out.
Yeah. I mean, he did orchestrate the events of 9/11, to
Donald
be fair.
Trump? Oh, George Bush.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't know about you guys. I'd take a good pussy grabbing over... The loss of if,
the ultimate pussy grab.
But if Trump gets in, there'll be World War III. All the pussies will be gone.
Jesus. We have a bunch of American listeners as well.
Yeah. Correct. Vote Clinton, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, please. All of you. However many we have of you. Please. If you want to vote for Trump, fuck off out of our podcast, baby.
Well, I was talking to someone about
this
today.
Like, for the rest of the
his whole Make America Great thing, like, you know, putting aside... your personal thoughts about, you know, him and his campaign and whatever. That's such a brilliant piece of marketing. Like even like the hats and everything, like, and again, this is part of the problem of like, it's so easy to riff on and stuff. And you see people making all the fake hats and like, you know, the joke ones and kind of hanging shit on it, but it still is reminding you that this real thing exists.
Oh, like, well, it's a brilliant and it's a time-honored political strategy.
Brilliant,
well,
though,
no, well, it works.
Like, it's the same as like a taco truck. They have hats. And
no,
like,
not
we
that.
Make great tacos.
Not having a hat. I mean, like, the idea, the political strategy of saying your country is shit and needs to be fixed.
Yeah. When it probably isn't that shit.
Which
famines.
Is always going to be true. Like, that's there's always the going to be stuff that needs
sure.
fixing.
Yeah. 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 And it's a way to mobilize the working classes to make them think they're being fucked over and they'll, you know, get more money and more jobs and stuff if this insane tyrant gets voted in. It's it works.
There's a huge element of, we were just looking at like a thing before, there's like very clearly an element of sexism that is behind this as well, because there was some dude you were looking at before. I'm gonna repeat my second tweet for the show.
Here we go.
What was the exact thing he said? Something like,
oh, and he doesn't even know what it was.
I'll look it up again.
It's interesting because he basically just lists all these, what in his opinion, this is just some dude on Twitter, what he in his opinion are negative traits about Hillary, and it's like, she's this tyrannical, unfit to be president,
warmongering,
abusive, warmongering. He describes Donald Trump,
right?
And like, if those are the things that you don't value in a person, why how have you can not you notice them in Trump?
Yeah.
And I don't know, it just seems like Hillary being a woman is working against her.
Yeah.
Ben, you don't need to worry about looking for it. I can't imagine that seeing the actual tweet will give us any more detail than what our friend Adam Knox just relayed to us.
Yeah.
I was vague, but pretty much on the...
Did you write the tweets?
Yeah. That actually, we can kind of... Because I don't know if you guys saw this news. Mm-hmm. You know that guy Palmer Luckey, who is... He's the guy who founded the Oculus Rift.
Oh, okay.
He was in this like scandal last week where it turned out he was donating a lot of money to some fucking organization whose whole thrust is that they go out and create memes and bullshit on the internet to that that is pro-Trump.
Right.
And like, so you know how you always see those little pictures of like, well, says she's against this, but actually she's a dickhead about Hillary Clinton and the memes. Shitty. He was donating loads and loads of money, which obviously he's made from the Oculus Rift thing.
Yeah, I did read about that. And there was a game developer that withdrew their games from
the
Oculus.
Yeah. Wow. Well, and then he's technically working for Facebook now, which is a publicly traded company.
Right.
So it's this weird thing of like, he can do what he wants with his money.
Yep.
But like, if he wants to support Trump, that's one thing. Your political views, whatever. But doing it in that way as well is really particularly gross.
Yeah.
Like, that's just such a toxic, gross thing that there's obviously been more of this.
How fucked is it that Pepe the Frog is now like... It's officially really a hate symbol.
Yeah.
And the guy, strange. So he, for people who don't know, he, like, that image is, like, pulled from a webcomic.
No, well, the artist. There's an artist.
Oh, no, well, the frog isn't a he.
It isn't, well, no, would you fucking listen for 5 seconds?
Yeah, if you're going to be accurate,
that
mate.
Picture is pulled from a webcomic.
Yeah.
About a group of friends who live in a share house.
Oh, right, sure.
Yeah, and so in the comic, it's a he.
Yeah.
It's a male character
I'm
frog.
Wrong.
It's a boy frog.
It's a boy frog. And so the guy who originally wrote and drew that comic, he now is like, you know, gets pulled up in like this anti-defamation league stuff for being the creator of this hate symbol. And he's like, I didn't do it. Like,
it's been appropriated.
Yeah, like, totally. Yeah. And he's now having to defend himself and be like, I just drew this dumb little comic and then other people started making a thing out of it and then other people then have turned it into a hate thing. Like,
yeah,
man.
It's such a fucking weird situation to be in.
Dude, imagine when they find out about his other character, Blackface Johnson.
Wow.
He's going to be in so much more shit there.
Wow.
Yeah, what if that was his defense? I've got way worse cartoons. Yeah.
This one's just a fucking penis walking around the place.
With a swastika on its head.
Oh.
Look what he's grabbing.
So we're talking about Oculus Rift.
Yeah.
That guy. So VR is out real soon. The first reviews have started filtering in.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the consensus, Ben?
It's mixed. The consensus is mixed.
This is PlayStation VR.
Yeah, this is PlayStation VR. It comes out on, I think, the 13th, maybe? Or maybe it's like a week from now or something.
Soon.
I don't know.
It's almost like we should know this.
Yeah, I was literally reading reviews of it today. But yeah, it's people are saying the physical design of the headset is the best one that there is.
Yes.
Like, it's incredibly comfortable. It looks great. It's functional.
It does look extremely cool.
And apparently
very
it fits,
sleek.
It's comfortable, which is the main thing you want in something you have to fucking wear around your head like an idiot.
Yeah.
Like those Make America Great Again hats.
Yeah.
Real comfy.
Not
great motion tracking on them, though.
The thing I read about it, which very naively surprised me, the fact that it has like a little mini box that comes with it.
Yeah.
That then you have to plug the headset into that. And the headset has to plug into the console.
You need yes. two power and
there's
outlets.
Just, yeah, and there's just, which I,
yeah.
this is dumb, but I just assumed it just is like a fucking Bluetooth thing where it's yeah, wild, yeah, no. you chuck it on.
So that's,
but it's, yeah. it has like an extra box like powering
like
it
a processing
that you're jacked
unit.
Into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. It's like yeah. a smaller version of the PS4, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, people are saying in terms of the hardware, it's great. And like the leap that we're making from a controller to a stupid headset has to be made as smooth as possible
yep.
to actually get this to catch on. So yep. having the actual hardware be great is like the best thing you can do for it.
Yeah.
But because it's, you know, a slightly lower price, it's a more widespread, broad consumer level thing, the technology suffers.
Well, that's what I've heard is that it's not as good as the other ones yep. that are on the market because they're made for PC and yep. PC just in general is always going to be a bit better.
Yep.
I mean, the other thing I've heard is that like, it you know, it's like, oh, the price point is like great comparatively.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, you have to buy the PlayStation camera
yes,
for it.
Yes.
And most of them need those Move controllers.
Yeah.
Which who the fuck has any of them?
Yeah. And you can get, there's a bundle, which I don't know if it is necessarily a lot cheaper, but it's more convenient, I guess.
Yeah, totally.
But so on the other hand, is that if you don't have a gaming PC, you need one to use the Oculus Rift or the Vive, and a yeah. gaming PC is a couple of $1,000s.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, if you're starting with nothing in your house, if
yes.
you're in an empty room,
yep.
then you got big problems.
Yep.
But if you want to solve them by just buying VR, you're looking at like somewhere around like $1,500 Australian to get a PS4 and the
yeah.
headset.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And the
yeah.
Move controllers and everything.
Yeah.
To get a good PC and the fucking Vive or whatever, that's
like
$4,000.
Yeah, three
maybe.
Or four grand. Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
So taking that into account, it doesn't sound like heaps worse.
Well, so the thing that I've heard from some people, and apparently it might be like with some like a launch thing, how some of them don't always work as well towards mm-hmm. the start, is that the motion tracking stuff is pretty bad because it uses a camera and lights and stuff rather than like gyroscopes and things.
Yeah.
It can be pretty jerky. And
apparently
like,
you have to have your blinds drawn. It has to be dark in
yeah.
the room because that can obviously affect it.
And it can right. be a little like sickening is the effect of that because VR stuff can be weird.
Yeah.
So
yeah, if that's yeah. the synchronization thing, if it goes out of whack, you start to feel sick.
I'm looking forward to seeing. I think it'll be interesting though. That's been the rumor, like some people are getting sick, but it's
yeah.
still, once it's out en masse and you can get like a bit more of a sample yeah. size, that'll
yep.
be interesting to see like just how true that really is.
Yeah.
And that isn't it depends on what you're doing as well, because if you're playing some fun little game that's like 15 minutes, it isn't going to be a big issue probably. But like
yeah.
with Resident Evil 7, for example, they're saying they want to have the whole thing playable in VR.
Yeah.
If
wow.
that's like a 20-hour game,
yeah.
then yeah. Even if it's perfect, I feel like you're going to get... I fucking hit my head when I said
yeah.
perfect as well. I really emphasize
you can't
it.
Synchronize your own body.
I know. Imagine how clumsy I can... Well, actually, no. I'm missing a contact lens, so I can't see
oh, yeah.
perfectly. I knocked
had
a contact lens out on the way
I
here.
Don't care. If you had a...
wow.
If you had a VR headset on, you would have just fucking obliterated one of the screens in the
yeah.
eyes
yeah,
with, your
yeah.
little, with your little bit of theatrics there.
But it's so these reviews have certainly made me less likely to get it on launch.
Well, and there's going to be hardware revisions and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they've just
yeah.
done with the fucking consoles.
I was just reading the start of that Kotaku one. I was a little more inclined because I was like, okay, it sounds like it fits nicely.
Yep.
All the reviews were like, it's really cool.
Yeah.
Like, it's really, really cool. But at the same time, that's a lot of money to spend on something that's just going to be a cool party trick.
And exactly. Do you want to
yeah.
fuck around with it for
yeah,
more than an hour?
Yeah, totally. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I barely factor in time to play games just on the telly,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
during the week as it is, let
yeah.
alone. Because I also, this is the thing long term, I'm a little freaked out by it. It can't be good for you.
Yeah.
To have two fucking screens up against your head like
yeah.
that. Like,
yeah.
I read on a
your
thing
eyes
that you
have
can.
Got to be focusing strangely.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
I read somewhere that you can. You can just use all the apps on it. So you can just watch Netflix on it.
Yeah.
Which seems
it
like...
It makes like a big fake movie screen for you.
Right.
Apparently.
Yeah.
So it's like it's like there's a movie screen in front of you. If you turn your head, like it's not going to follow your eyes.
But that seems like an awful way of watching something.
Maybe.
Well, yeah.
Or it could, if it works well, kind of emulate having a movie screen in front of you. So it could be like a
That's
huge TV.
That's what a TV does.
No, but they're smaller.
Like, yeah, but you're not sitting there with a fucking helmet over your head. Don't you think that would be like, if you're watching a... Would you really want to watch a full movie with
escape.
A screen right in front of your head? Think about how fucked you'd feel at the end when you take it off.
Fuck that. Jack me in.
I think that I would...
pronounce that.
So I was really, really hyped for it.
Yeah.
And I think it was the Polygon review I read, and I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I haven't experienced the Vive or the Oculus Rift, so I'm sure I'll love this. It sounds great. And then just waited a week, you know, and read another review, which was a very similar tenor of what they were saying, but just having more time to reflect and be like, oh, there's not heaps of games yet. The hardware probably will improve over time.
Yeah. That's the big one, to drop that much money on something that
that's
will...
The thing,
that will... They'll have to revise it because it's so new.
Yeah, oh, and they definitely will. Like, they've done it with the console. Like, I always felt stupid for having one of those old Game Boy Advances when the flip-top one came out, the SP one.
Oh, really? I always liked the other one.
I like the flip-top one. I always wanted one of the micros that came out.
Yeah, the micros were cool. The micros were really
But they're,
cool.
like, fucking $300 now to buy a second-hand one.
And, like, I guess I got a Wii because I was like...
Ha-ha, do you, buddy?
Yeah, because
better go to the toilet then.
Yeah.
Hi, Wii. I'm Dad.
Oh, fuck. Pull this. Pull my finger.
Why don't they make the whole box out of Wii?
For the listeners, he's not holding out his finger.
Grab my pussy.
Oh, Aaron. but I got a Wii and I was like, this is cool. This is great new technology. And like, I ended up being one of those people where it gathered dust for a couple of years.
Totally.
Yeah.
And there wasn't enough
games. Same thing where it wasn't using the technology in the remote to start with, wasn't using the gyroscopes and stuff.
But there also weren't any just normal good games either, really, for a long time.
Yeah.
So I feel like, it's probably smart to wait 6 months, see what kind of games come out, what kind of full length games come out.
I mean, yeah.
And if people go crazy.
All the reviews of the games that I've read have just been like, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for the it's like for, I'm really for a launch in this thing,
fish
like
bowl,
yeah,
or whatever.
It's like Wii Play. It's like Wii Sports.
Yeah, totally.
That's totally. So look, I'm still excited. Like, I still think that putting it on for the first time is going to be an amazing experience.
Yes.
And
yeah, I was looking forward to you getting one because that was kind of the best case scenario.
And I probably still will.
That somebody else will get one and come around and try it for.
And look,
minutes.
I wish
Blockbuster Video still did video game.
Yeah,
rental,
that'd be
so
great.
You just
got
high.
Remember how they used
weekend.
To fucking like tape them down in those big metal suitcases?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Like, you're on Deal or No Deal.
Yeah. It was awesome. Like, you were fucking hiring a bomb.
I remember, I always found it interesting with renting games from the video store where there would be. There was one video store near me that was very militant about preserving the instruction manual.
Oh,
where
yes.
They'd kind of like cut it up, so they'd separated every page. Every page was individually laminated, thick lamination, and then kind of stuck in the box, in the case that they'd give it to you in, with like a little chain.
Wow.
So, but then you would get other ones, and why they did this, you'd get other ones where... They just would chuck the manual in and there'd be pages missing. There'd be fucking grease all over the cover.
Yeah, come.
A. Knox was here. You'd be like, oh, great.
They used to just photocopy them at my one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I had that at a local one as well. Yeah.
So, look, I don't know. VR. See, I would probably use it to watch movies. But I've also noticed, like,
you drink 8 coffees a day.
Too.
Yeah, exactly.
The resolution is kind of low, apparently, in them, so it would probably look better just on your TV.
Yeah. But so what I've noticed, I've made this amazing, insightful observation. Like, we sit in front of screens. Like, I work in an office. Computers.
All right, Banksy, come on.
This podcast is about to get fucking woke.
Just
why don't we
look
open
up?
The window?
Nobody talks to each other on these trains anymore.
It's more like anti-social media, okay? with eyesight. Like, my eyesight is degrading at a rapid rate.
Right.
Imagine having a fucking VR helmet on a lot of the time.
Totally. Yeah.
Like, we'll end up blind.
I make a very conscious point to, like, always refocus away from screens and shit if I'm doing something, like if I'm watching a movie or playing a game or whatever. Because, I get real worried. I've got fuck off bad eyesight.
Yeah, yeah.
Missing this contact. I know you don't care about my contact lens. But I got real shitty eyesight. And so if I close, if I don't have glasses or
right
things
now?
On, can I hear you?
Are you winking at me?
No, I'm trying to prove a point.
Are you trying to be suggestive?
Yes. All right, you caught me. I don't really have contact lenses. I
have perfect eyesight.
Damn.
And I've always wanted glasses.
Yeah. Well,
really?
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always hated my glasses.
Ben, give me those. I'll show you. I look good in glasses.
All right, let's have a look. What do you think? Fashion report.
Now you are winking, Knox.
I can't really see you.
I can see a little better. Maybe I don't have that good eyesight.
Yeah.
I should go get them checked, right?
Yeah.
Definitely. You're meant to do it like every three years or something.
Oh, really? I've never done it. This room does look... Yeah, that does look a bit sharper.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Knox's dick. With the glasses on, I can make out every pube in crystal clear detail. What do you think, Ben? What do you think I look like?
I don't know. Does it look good? I kind of can't see that well now either.
Yeah. Take them back.
Like I said, my vision is deteriorating rapidly.
You sicken me.
That's better.
Yeah, I think it's going to be one of those things where, we are going to, there'll be long-term... There's going to be some long-term side effects.
I honestly do see a massive cultural shift where all of a sudden everyone will have it and a lot of things will be catered towards VR because it will be an amazing experience. I'm sure it will
be.
Like maybe, or maybe it'll be like 3D where it just kind of is a little less, it's a little too annoying and uncomfortable to actually go through the process of doing it.
Yeah. You know what I think could genuinely happen? You know, in Minority Report, there's like VR dens where you like go in and it's like a more it's they're all super high tech high end versions and you get certain experiences
like arcades kind of
I could see that happening like specific VR businesses
I think the idea of I'm trying to think what I would be most into software wise. I reckon like. You know, you were playing the Wolf, like those Telltale games.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I've said this on the show before, but those like kind of point and click adventure games.
Yeah. Like being in the middle of a
play. You're not running around, but if you're the character, if you're in the middle of it or... I wish I could remember the name of it, but I did read a review of one game that's come out on it where it's not first person. And they said what they think is so... It's kind of a simplistic... It's kind of a cartoony, pastel-y coloured puzzle kind of game.
Yeah. It's one of the seven games.
Yeah.
So,
and what the review was saying was it's a really cool way of doing it where it's not... You're not first person. You're not controlling the character. You can just kind of like move around and just look around the whole world. Mm-hmm. And that feels really cool. Like that's kind of such a cool...
I feel like that's a game
way of doing it.
Where it also has puzzles where it does zoom into first person.
Right.
So it has both.
Right. But they said
the robot one?
Hmm?
Is it the robot one?
I don't know. It's a robot.
I don't know.
There's a bunch of robots
it's a
in one
character
of them.
Walking around.
Yeah. But I think that if you, creating kind of a world that a kind of an adventure point and click game is in, where there's not so much like you're not having to push buttons and shoot guns and stuff, you're just kind of observing the story from within it.
Well,
I think that's kind of what I would most be interested
like a,
in.
Like a Witness or a Mist kind of game.
Yeah, totally.
That would be great.
Totally.
Anything where you're in like a car or a big robot suit or something where your physical presence is you actually sitting down in a cockpit.
Yeah.
I think
totally.
Would probably be cool because it'll be a little more convincing.
Yeah, well, there is that game Rigs where you're in mech. It's basically Rocket League in mechs.
There's a few that have come out, but again, none of them really look that appealing.
I agree.
Yeah,
I kind of just want to let myself go and just like
you're doing all right.
Oh yeah, so far.
You know, I'm approaching 30. I can't see very well, but I just want to like give in to the enthusiasm and just get a PlayStation VR.
I know. Well, this ties into what I wanted to talk about next because Mafia 3 came out at the end of last week, and I'm pretty keen to go in. I like the look of it and everything.
Yep.
But they did a big review embargo.
Yes.
Where no reviews were coming out until... I think the reviewers didn't even get review codes until day it came out.
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
And I don't know. I'm in two minds about it because there is something nice about the abandon of just going, fuck it, I'm going to go... Like, I've done that with Nintendo. I did that with the Wii U.
Yeah.
Whatever.
No Man's Sky.
Yeah, I'm going to go all in day one and just see what happens here.
Yep.
But at the same time, I did contemplate going and picking it up on Saturday and then playing it for a few hours to talk about on the show, but I just wanted to know, like, generally speaking...
Yeah.
You know, the 70s on Metacritic. That'll do me. That's enough. Like, I just wanted any kind of vague.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine who listens to this show thought this would be something interesting to talk about. Like, I think for any kind of, like, art, I think that's really cool to just put it out in a way where there's no preconceptions and you don't go in kind of knowing all the beats of the story. Yeah, his question basically was like, how far can you stretch that in regards to video games? And we were going back and forth and talking about it. And, you know, could you ever do a surprise release game in the way that albums get released now, where we sort of know something's coming, but then it just drops overnight. There's no lead single. There's no reviews. It just literally turns up overnight, and we all go in and we all experience it in the same way. And his example he used was, let's say Red Dead Redemption 2. Let's say it just came out.
And it'd have to be something huge.
It'd be something big. Yeah. And to go in and not know, you know, not having seen it shown off on trade show floors for 2 years, not knowing the characters, not knowing the story, you literally go in with no idea.
Yeah.
Could it be done, do you think, in the world of gaming?
Hypothetically, yes. If like Half-Life 3 came out, I think the only way they could put that game out is by just having it on Steam suddenly.
Yep.
And everyone going like, oh, here it is. And
that's a really good example.
One of the very few ones, though, that would sell itself.
Yes.
Kind of.
Yeah. Also tied to a distribution method.
Exactly.
Valve owning Steam. Like, yeah. That would be perfect.
They can put it on the front page. Yeah. Yeah. That sort of
it would.
Yeah.
It would really need... It just would need a distributor or developer or whatever part of the process to just have the guts to roll the dice on it. Because now it's like a pretty it's sort of the smartest way you can release albums now. But that wasn't the case. Like when it first happened.
It's like a marketing hack now where you can bypass all this
life hack.
But when it first happened, it was a pretty wild move. Like it was a roll of the dice.
I don't really remember what were the early ones to do that. It would have been within the last...
Radiohead?
I was thinking Radiohead,
Radiohead.
I know in Rainbow's had the, like...
Pay what you want.
Yeah.
I don't know if it came out of nowhere,
but
though.
But that was the... That was kind of
like
the first...
Like, the big ones in the last couple... Like,
was it not Beyoncé's previous album? Was that the one?
That was certainly one... I feel like there were maybe... that was one of the biggest.
Yeah.
For a pop star that big to do it, that's a big roll of the dice.
For me, it was, do you remember that Neil Cicerega mashup album?
Oh, yes.
One just fucking suddenly popped up. And that was real fun listening to that by surprise just one day. It was awesome.
Yeah.
The closest to that
I think has happened in recent memory was like Fallout 4 last year. It was a matter of months still.
Yeah.
But because most games are on like a, you know about this for fucking 3 years or whatever.
Yeah.
Yep.
That seemed fairly quick.
Well,
Red Dead would be the one to do it just because Rockstar have enough capital from GTA and everything that they're not, you know.
Is there any benefit?
They could afford to take the gamble.
With a game, would there be a benefit?
Like, I think if you're the first one to do it, definitely. Like, I think it coming out and then off the back of that, the press that it's, because that's what you got to remember. Like, I guess if it's a big enough title, it's going to get press anyway. But what that's going to do for your studio and what that's going to do for you long term.
Like, it's such a big thing of like pre-orders and stuff for games.
That's the other big problem is that that's such an inbuilt model now. And that wasn't really the case with music that people were like taking big chunks on pre-orders.
I feel like what would be the most likely is that Rockstar make a game using the Grand Theft Auto 5 engine. And it's not Red Dead Redemption. It's something else, something with a cool concept that they use an existing engine and just go like, here's this, and drop that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's kind of what they did, what Ubisoft did with Far Cry Primal.
Yeah.
It had like a couple of months lead up or a few months or whatever.
It had a while,
No, they were still hyping that for a little while.
Yeah.
This is the other thing. This is kind of the other problem with being able to do that is that, you know, compared to music... Development teams for games are much bigger. It takes a lot longer to develop a game. So keeping it under wraps when, you know, you've got investors and everything that you need the public. You kind of need the public to know what you're doing. Otherwise, it's just like, what are they doing?
You also have to justify spending money on a development team that could be working on something that is known.
And also... bigger risk of it being leaked because there's more time, there's more people. Whereas a musician can, work in a very small team and potentially just do something, you know, put something together within 2-3 weeks or whatever if they want.
Like that, maybe the space where this could happen is with indie games, but they have less of a following behind them, obviously, than the big, huge fucking things. But like,
they also want a marketing build-up.
But word of mouth is like the biggest thing for them. And there's stuff like Undertale and those sort of things that just suddenly gather momentum for whatever reason.
Yeah, but there's no... Yeah, true. I think
they don't have an alternative. They're like, well, we've made this game and we're releasing it. No one's heard of us. Let's hope it does well.
No, sure. But like, I wonder if there's some way and within the in the near future where some of those people have made things and then they go, here, suddenly this is from the makers of whatever.
Sure.
Yeah. Like, have I ever talked about Frog Fractions to you before?
Yeah, you know, I've played it, yeah.
It's fucking cool.
It's great, yeah.
And they've said that Frog Fractions 2, they're not going to tell anyone when it comes out, and it's probably not going to be easily visible. Like,
right.
It'll be in a fucking fake Excel type program or something fucked up like that.
Yeah.
Because Frog Fractions was this like weird flash game that you should just play for yourself. It's called Frog Fractions.
Yeah, it's kind of...
The less you know about it, the more fun it is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's like a game about games for gamers kind of game. It's
Cool.
Like very meta-textual and stuff. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
You made fun of me for saying fine, but you said it's a game for gamers, game, game.
Can't please.
yeah, it's...
What's it on?
Just
browser, right? Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, you definitely, like, that got me thinking with the Valve thing. You would need, like, let's say hypothetically Rockstar did it with... Red Dead 2.
Mm-hmm. They're making deals with Microsoft and Sony and shit.
You would need them to be in cahoots to guarantee that you get front page on the e-store and that you get all that big
even that like big just exposure. Printing discs and like distributing to retailers like
But this is the other thing, like you'd have to think that it would be eShop first and then
I guess with something like that,
and then physical would follow that because that would be the big surprise getting up and.
It has actually fucked people over in the past. The Sega Saturn was very suddenly released.
Right.
It came out like when people weren't expecting. It was during E3 and they said, and it's available today.
Really?
Well, no one had any idea.
That.
Yeah, this is in like 95 or whatever.
Yeah.
Which I guess for essentially a toy that families need to buy. They need to save up. They need to plan to get it.
And even like Toy World and whatever, fucking places like that were furious with Sega because they didn't know about it either.
And they got to scramble to ship in.
And some of them just went, okay, well, fuck you. We're not putting this in our shops.
Yeah, right.
And that's part of why that thing fucked up.
This is what's concerning about the NX. There's still no hint of...
Okay, so let's talk about the NX.
Sorry, you mean the Nintendo...
The Nintendo Freedom.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on with the NX?
It's insane. You can't. Yeah, like
maybe they're doing a fucking lemonade. Maybe they're doing a Beyonce. Maybe they're.
Well, it sounds like that would be a mistake for a high priced console. Like,
if there's evidence that doesn't really pan out for you, because you're right, for a console that's a family machine, and they're the big family company.
Like
you need to give people time to say. And
totally, they're $500 or whatever.
Yeah, and standard, your man on the street, like generally people aren't reading the they're not.
Yeah.
So it's going to take, once you announce it, it's then probably going to take a couple of months for that information to filter out. It's not like it's not like it's on the news and everyone just finds out about it.
That's another big thing. Yeah. Nobody gives as much of a shit about games as everyone does about music.
Yeah.
Yep. So, also, if the NX is going to be a departure from a normal kind of console, you need time to educate people about what they're getting into.
Totally.
You can't just spring it on people. They just won't buy it.
Well, this is the thing is that was, you know, we talked about this last week. Those leaked, that leak thing was saying that it was going to be announced in September and then it wasn't. And so you go, well, is the rest of that not true?
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy as well because, like, for people who are interested in games at all, I'm fucking sick of hearing about the thing. You know, I want to know what it is.
You want it
have out. Have it come out.
Yeah.
Or just go, hey, we're not going to talk about it until March or something.
Yeah.
At least don't go like, well, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, surprising Nintendo news from this week is that Paper Mario Color Splash came out.
Mm.
Yeah.
And apparently pretty good.
Yeah.
I did not have high hopes for it at all, but as a half decent swan song for the Wii U, it's looking like it could be worth a pickup. And I like those games. They're kind of fun.
Yeah.
They've kind of abandoned more of the more RPG kind of elements of it.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it's very episodic. Like you just go to a location and then there's a little self-contained story there.
Sure.
And then kind of that's it.
Yeah.
It's very kind of like level based, which seems cool. Mm. You know, I always get very cynical about anything that comes out that late in a systems cycle, especially with Nintendo, where it feels very much like a last ditch kind of throwaway.
Yeah.
And also,
we don't have anything for Christmas, quick.
Totally. Yeah, yeah, and also, you know, knowing how they operate, like, this will probably mean that because this has come out so late in the cycle of a not very successful system, well, this will be re-released on the next on the next console within the first 3 months of its life. Like, you know, So, I don't know. I can't decide whether it's worth
going. I have a feeling that almost every big Wii U game is going to get that as well. In the end, like, there'll be Splatoon HD or whatever they fucking end up calling it.
There'll be a deluxe.
So, Tommy, you'll know this more likely than either of us. Was the March thing an official...
What's your credit card number?
Was the March thing an official Nintendo thing?
They've said March,
yeah. It
was from
that leaked document, right?
No, well, that's what I was wondering.
There were those leaked... There were those leaked investors things for that shareholder meeting that they had.
So like, first
and then they, because it had, we talked about it on this on the show at the time. They very hurriedly officially announced it by just saying on their social medias,
that's
right. "Hey, the NX coming out March 27," which I think was a response to some.
So that that makes the whole thing even more crazy. Bananas to me. Yeah, like it just doesn't make sense.
They
it's
must
weird.
Know. I mean,
it'd be so funny if like in a week someone goes, "Oh fuck,
forgot I had this dated September 12th."
Yeah,
no.
You do wonder whether this is like some. Is this a crazy strategy by them? Is
yes.
This it not, is. Or is it a delay,
like,
because they don't have stuff ready to show off yet? Are they wanting to show off games that aren't quite there yet? Is the hardware not quite there yet?
Yeah.
Is there still some back and forth about what exactly will be parts of it? Like,
you'd think as well, because like Sony just went like, "Here's our new PlayStations that are available before the end of the year."
Yeah.
They would go like, "Don't buy one of those fucking shit boxes."
I know.
Because
even if stuff's changing about it, that doesn't matter. Like, some details of like every system they've put out have changed. Like, you know, the controllers end up looking a little different. And well, if you go back and look up some of the very earliest screenshots of Mario 64, it looks real different. Mm. Like, the style of it's quite changed quite dramatically.
Yeah. Well, I read something about someone saying that the Wii U launch was kind of botched. It was kind of rushed, and they didn't get the marketing message right, and that is a lot of the reason why it's not succeeded as a console.
Yeah.
So maybe they just really, because they know, like, if this doesn't work, this is a big turning point
for
our
fucked.
Company.
Yeah.
So we have to get this right.
And yeah.
There's a big chance that I think we'll see that date pushed back. I wouldn't mind betting.
Yes.
Given that it's 5 months away, essentially.
Yeah.
If you get to the end of October, I mean, we're halfway through October.
I would not be surprised if we saw, in start of November, some kind of announcement, some kind of details, pitches, something, and then, sorry, but we're just making sure this is perfect, so we're going to bring it out in May.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's going to be annoying for anybody listening to this. Is firstly the quality of the show, and secondly, the fact that if it does still come out late March, all three of us are going to be like, "Yeah, I haven't played it for a month." It's the comedy festival.
True.
Very true. I was thinking that the other day. I mean, I'm such a diehard. I would have to. It would have to look like the biggest pile of shit for me to not go in.
I want to go in as well because I skipped the Wii U. So
me too.
Yeah. And if the handheld thing proves to be true, I think that'll be real cool.
Yep.
Hey, you can take it in every night and play it backstage at your little comedy show.
Sorry, guys, I'm busy.
I'd like to know from listeners.
I say to an empty room.
is our constant speculation about the NX, where we bring up largely the same points, is it frustrating or not?
I believe it is.
Because I'm too close to it to know or care what other people might make of it.
Oh, I think that we went through about 4 weeks that by the fourth week was very annoying.
There's been a little
bit. But it's
bit
annoying
of stuff
to follow.
Lately.
Like it's what are we meant to do? It's a big thing.
Yeah.
There's no the one of the guys from Ubisoft. Mm. Ubisoft?
I think Ubisoft.
Is it Ubisoft? has commented on it. He said that he thinks it's really amazing.
Yeah.
Because they've obviously got like
fucking
a development kit or whatever.
Him. Tell us what it is.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. I mean, if it's out, if you've given out kits to developers and they're gonna be saying stuff like that, you gotta fucking announce it.
I think they said the same shit about the Wii U before it came out as well. To be fair, the Wii U's not like a terrible thing. It just doesn't.
The Wii U is a great concept, just no one utilized it.
Yeah, and I think that, they fucked up the marketing. So hopefully they get it right for the NX. Yeah.
Yep. What else we got?
I've been playing some games. Yeah, I played someone, I think the same person, has requested that one of us play this game about 4 weeks in a row.
Uh-huh.
Finally, I've cracked. I've caved in. I've played Batman, the Telltale game.
Yes.
Who requested that you play that?
I don't know.
A guy made Batman, the Telltale game.
B. Wayne.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is from Jay Oka. He was the actual name of the Riddler.
Mm,
Jimothy Oker. Jimothy isn't a real name.
Wait, of the Riddler?
Yeah, no, it's Edward Nigma.
Yeah, Enigma.
You got to be careful when you're saying that name.
Why?
You don't want to say Jedward. They're a bad British band. That's the only reason I can think of.
Well,
riddle me this.
Oh, let's just end the show.
Alakazam, Alakaziga.
To get that joke, you have to listen to Hey Fam.
Was that was that on their show? Hey Fam, oh, okay,
yeah.
I couldn't. I was real drunk by the end of that.
I was just flying high on life. It was a great time.
Knox was flying high down the Hume Highway.
Yeah, I was zipping down there.
So, what are your thoughts? Do you like it?
No, I don't. I played the whole episode. I didn't do my normal thing of playing like 25 minutes and going, I'm bored. I played the whole thing.
Batman's lame.
I did play 25 minutes.
Jay Ogre, I hate it.
But I played the whole thing through and fuck, it's just boring. And they've slightly changed the game engine where, so in the previous ones, in like The Walking Dead, in The Wolf Among Us, you'll walk around and you'll walk near something and you press X. But this, you're doing the annoying thing of dragging the cursor over with your thumbstick and then pressing X. It makes it so much more tedious.
That sucks.
On a console, that's like on a PC, it wouldn't matter, obviously. Like.
Right, yeah. But
that's a step back as far as I'm concerned.
It totally is. It just made it tedious. Those detection moments that we, like you guys said, like, oh, if you like The Wolf Among Us where you're a detective, the Batman one should be great. It's not. It's just shit. Like, it's really shit. The whole crime scene thing is like there's 8 bits of evidence and you link one to another one and you hope that the link is correct and you do it until you've linked all of them to one other one and then it's like, well done, you've dragged a cursor from left to right like 8 times. Like,
world's greatest detective sounds more like world's shittest game.
I was going to say world's greatest defective. I'm glad you got in there first. I did not have anything. I was going to like make up 3 more bad ones to back it up but just shout them so that I got away with it.
The Adam Knox touch.
Bad man.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Bad man from the fat man.
Batman and robbing you of your money.
Yeah, it was only $9, which is a bonus.
I wish the developers had been shot in an alleyway instead of Bruce Wayne's parents.
But it's like it's that fucking boring origin story again.
Totally. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you see that happen?
I believe you do. It's certainly referenced a lot.
Wow.
He's real fucking hung up on it, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Get over it. Your parents are dead. Who cares?
Yeah.
I think that might be part of the problem. Tell me if you agree with this, that Batman has gotten a little oversaturated in the last decade or whatever.
Yeah, and this is not an interesting take. It's certainly it's not a Dark Knight Returns where it's an older Batman.
They should have gone cartoony Batman, probably. That would have been different to all the tone of everything else, because now you've got the fucking saddest Batman ever in Ben Affleck, who genuinely looks sad all of the time in real life as well. It's heartbreaking to look at that guy. You ever watched an interview with him lately?
Not lately.
No, he looks sad.
Remember that one where he was with Henry Cavill and Henry Cavill's just talking and talking and talking?
He's gotten sadder looking than that as well. He genuinely looks like he's about to cry at every moment.
Goodness me.
I relate.
Yeah, but he won an Oscar.
Yeah, I know. So imagine how I must feel. World's greatest defective, more like.
Look, it's just a bad game. It's boring. It's tedious. The art style is not interesting. Knox is.
I got it out.
Knox is sitting here playing with a cigarette lighter.
I picked it up because when we were talking about the NX being called Freebird, but I realized it's a visual joke and there's no use of it.
Wow.
Yeah, I was lighting it under Tommy's mustache.
Just so depressed about your life that you're trying to set yourself on fire.
I've grabbed my last pussy. Off I go.
Jeez.
Wow.
I should stop talking about that because it genuinely isn't funny.
Horrible and offensive and I don't.
But I've just
seen
it. It's just been such a fucking thing that I've read so often in the last few days.
Yeah.
That it's just on my brain.
I guess we shouldn't sweep it under the rug. It's a horrible thing we should focus
on. That was
on.
The problem that he was doing that. No, anyway, it's one of those things where like I'm so used to, you know, when those political fucking something happens, you're like, you talk about this for ages.
Yeah, it's just, it sucks that this is over the line.
Like, it's so weird.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Anyway. Much like Batman, the Telltale game.
Good. No, they're definitely comparable.
But I was very disappointed. Don't buy it. I'm not going to play the other episodes.
Are you trying to, what would you like to say to that listener who insisted that you download it?
Oh, yeah.
Go fuck yourself?
No, because I was going to play it anyway. And I probably will play Mafia 3 because I've run out of games to play. So,
yeah, right.
And I was hoping it would be good, but it's not. So don't buy it.
Is there? I hear Mafia 3, to get back to it.
Yeah.
Initial word seems pretty good.
Yeah. I think Knox and I, we talked about it before the show, Knox, that it doesn't look good.
No.
But apparently it is. Apparently it's fun to play.
Well, I remember I played the first one years ago.
Yeah, me
I
too.
I remember the story being good, and I don't remember much about what I actually did in the game.
What sounds interesting about this is that apparently it takes a long time to get you in.
Yeah.
So it's a little, you're a little deep in before you really get kind of let loose in the world.
Right. Yeah.
But that just means that the story is set up great. Like, it actually takes its time to really plot it out.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And then by the time you do get in, you know, you're more invested because, you know, you have a better grasp of the story.
That's a little bit like the Assassin's Creed games. You'd be kind of restricted for a long time, but you'd get into the story.
It can work.
And also then you've been kind of, you know, holding out for so long that it's really exciting.
You enjoy the freedom of it.
Yeah, it's a bit like tantric sex.
Yeah.
When you finally do that big cum in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Knox, any thoughts?
I like Sting's music. Oh, I like the Police's music.
Yeah.
What do you think of Sting at the grand final?
I didn't
see him. We didn't see him. Yeah, we were in an Uber.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Having sex.
Going, oh my God, we're meant to be playing with Sting. You notice how we didn't have a drummer? I was meant to suck the drummer off before. He can't go on unless he's really
been
relaxed.
Satisfied. Wow. Mafia 3, I think I'll go in.
I probably will play it tonight.
I'm going to go on in Gears of War 4 tomorrow instead of Mafia.
Yep.
But I can't say anything about that yet because it's in the future.
Well, how do you think it looks?
It looks like the same as the other ones, you know, but I haven't played one in years, so I'm happy to give another one a go. And I think they're releasing all the multiplayer stuff for free, like was done with Halo, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not expecting huge things out of it.
Yeah. I went back in on Destiny, I should say.
Oh, yeah?
And
you should.
I was going to.
Continue.
The contrast between Destiny and No Man's Sky, like, I just forgot how good Destiny is. Destiny is a streamlined version of No Man's Sky, like all the boring stuff.
It's nothing like adds, No Man's Sky.
It has
very similar menus.
But
other than that, they are totally different.
And you go from planet to planet. And you shoot stuff, but it's
and it's a video game.
It's just fun. It's just geared to be fun. Like, the shooting is great. All the extra stuff in there now is really fun. It's the gameplay loop of Destiny is a million times more enjoyable than No Man's Sky.
Yeah,
right.
It's better than Pineapples as well. If we're gonna make fucking random comparisons,
it's a space game where you shoot stuff.
Yeah.
Pineapples on pizza, how do you feel?
Like them.
What? Wow.
Yep.
It depends on the pizza. Depends on what's around it.
Oh, yeah, totally. I'm not throwing pineapples on a margarita. I'm not a monster.
Well, that's fine.
Nah, baby, barbecue chicken.
Barbecue chicken's great. And I love a Hawaiian.
Yeah.
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 What about you? It sounds like you're
not into it. I like pineapple juice for my cum.
Yeah.
To make it taste better.
Yeah, my drummer insists that I drink pineapple juice, the Sting's drummer.
Pineapple, the texture of it, I'm not into, just by itself.
It is a bit weird. It's a bit.
I like the flavour. Yeah. I don't like I don't know.
You ever
doesn't fit in on a pizza. No.
From the Red Rooster, weirdly.
Oh, yeah.
Used to do. I don't know if they still do them.
Back when they went Chinese.
that's right.
Yeah. I think they
Oriental.
Went Troppo, they said, for that one.
Ugh.
But you can get them from most any good fish and chips shop.
Yeah.
And even some of the bad ones. Deep fried Mars bar, you ever have one of them?
I have. Yeah. Fucking great. Like, I felt the heart attack coming
I've had one in my whole life.
Yeah, I
enjoyed
one.
It. A lot, but I think I'm still not over the fucking aftershock.
Oh, totally.
Like, it hasn't been, it was like 10 years ago, and I still remember vividly how bad it was that I've never been able to go back
and
do that to myself again.
Yeah.
I reckon I could probably eat like four.
Yeah. I mean, they're real tasty. It's all the tastiest things in the world.
Before, yeah. So I might be talking out of my ass.
No, you'd like it.
Well, you'd be doing something out of your ass if you had four.
What's that?
Nothing for a long time. Be extremely backed up.
Yeah, fuck.
Should we wrap this up?
Oh, Destiny 2, I mentioned real quick since you brought up Destiny. Some stuff about that has been like rumory the last week. It's complete, wipe everything off the table.
Yeah, clean slate.
Start again, which I think is the right move.
And
that's about as far as that goes.
Well, what I've seen of Destiny playing it again is that people have just like have hit a ceiling. So I'm sure that those people want to start again.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, yeah, you would be bored, I'm sure.
Walking around doing the same shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool.
So hopefully next week, yeah, we'll be able to talk about Mafia 3 a bit. We'll be able to talk about Gears of War 4. Arguably, we should have done that on this episode, given that it's come out. This is a video games
it's
podcast.
It's coming out tomorrow, Gears
of War. Oh, is
it?
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Right.
Yeah, and I'm sure we'll be reflecting on the NX news that drops in 2 days or something. Yeah.
Well, you know, we constantly jinx ourselves on this podcast. Yeah. We've been trying to make it happen. Yeah. That's why we keep bringing it up, to try and get the announcement to happen.
Yep.
Because we went through a stage where we would talk about stuff on the show and then literally half an hour after recording it, news would go up and then the podcast would go up and be out of date before it had even been uploaded.
Yeah.
But yes, hopefully, fingers crossed, this is the one.
Yep.
Any day now. Surely any day now. Mm-hmm. So, guys, thanks for all the feedback during the week.
Yes.
People seem to enjoy the 50th episode.
Yeah, that was very nice.
Ben, you know what to do.
At FilthyCastPod on Twitter, FilthyCasuals on Facebook, filthycasuals.pod@gmail.com, at Ben Vanell, at Dasilo, at Adam G. Knox.
Thanks very much for listening, guys. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals...
Sorry for saying pussy so often. Please, please, please go and vote if you're American.
Yeah.
Good catchphrase.
Yeah.
Make America great again. No, don't. No, wait, don't put that in.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.